This is audio clip D for the East Portlemouth to Garra Rock Walk route. Across the mouth of the estuary from this point lies a famous underwater sandbank known as the Bar. This is a favourite haunt for sandwich terns, which dive from the air for sand eels in the shallow water. These elegant flyers are sometimes known as sea swallows. Shags and cormorants are also often to be seen here, and these large, dark, prehistoric-looking birds duck dive for fish from where they sit low on the water. The sandy seabed around the Bar is home to curious creatures like the sea potato, a kind of sea urchin covered with short spines. It lives buried in the sand. The Bar is also a hangout of the hermit crab, a soft-bodied crab. Its solution to the problem of protection is to move into an empty seashell. As the crab grows, it has to find a bigger shell, and crabs will often fight over the most desirable homes. But the Bar has a darker side too. When storms drive in towards the coast and the tide is going out, waves build over the Bar and it becomes treacherous. This was the scene of a tragedy in 1916, when all but two of the crew of Solcombe's lifeboat were drowned in a great storm. Coming into the estuary over the Bar after going to the aid of a ship, the lifeboat broke up as it was tossed end over end by huge waves. The jagged cliffs across the water are sharp tore to the right and Bolt Head a little further away to its left. These dramatic shapes are carved from rock called schist. This is a rock that's been changed by immense pressure and heat. The result is a glittering, crystalline rock that breaks readily into shards and points.